I'm glad you dialed our way today. I have a story about being branded. Are you branded? Oh, yes, you are. People know you for wearing some kind of a brand. You know, when a person is a drunkard, he has a brand on him. When you're a bandit or a criminal, a bank robber, you have a brand on you. People know you for what you are. Well, years ago in the western states, when the cattle just roamed on the open prairies, and there were few roads and no fences, and in the early spring when the mothers had the little baby calves, then each farmer would go out and find their calves and put their brand, have a hot branding iron, and they would brand their own calves. One rancher said to another, "You just put your brand on my calf." "Oh, no, we didn't," the other said. "Oh, yes, you did," the man said. "I can prove it." "How can you prove it?" "Well, let's let the calf go to its mother and see which brand the mother has on it." And sure enough, the little calf ran right off to its mother, and the first rancher was right. The other fellow had branded his calf. So they had to change the brand and get the right brand on the owner of that calf. Now, boys and girls, if you're a Christian, if you know the Lord Jesus, you ought to wear a brand so people will know it. Paul said, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus," in Galatians 6 and verse 7. He meant that there was something about his life that let people know that he was a Christian. You know, it's easy to say, "I believe in the Lord," when you go to Sunday school. But do you say that when you go to grade school, when you're out with the rest of the boys and girls and they're swearing and telling dirty stories and doing things that they shouldn't do? Do you show your colors then? If you're a real, real Christian, then you ought to show your brand. You ought to show who you belong to. You ought to show that you're real, that you're a Christian, and stand out and up for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Romans 10 and verse 9. "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed," we read in verse 12 of that same chapter. Are you ashamed of the Lord Jesus? Do you wear your brand? I hope you do if you're a Christian. If you're not, trust in the Lord Jesus and become a Christian. Thank you.